Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2013, 11-13-13. And I think we've got a great show for you today. I'm really glad you tuned in. As ever, I'm thrilled when you tune in, but I think we've got a terrific show. And I'm actually going to just dive right in. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at trends from 2013 and how they're starting to shape up into trends for 2014. And I've been spending a lot of time doing research in preparation for not just this show and not just the blog, but some work I'm going to be providing to my clients and some things I'm going to be making available throughout the later part of this year and the very early part of next year about trends that are important to watch and why they're important, right? Why you should care. You know, anytime you look at a trend, there's really three questions that you need to know, which are, of course, what is the trend? The second is, why should you care about it? And the third is, what do you do about it? And so over the next few weeks, including today, I'm going to be talking a lot about that. And specifically what these trends are and why you should care and what you should do. So today I'm going to build on a trend we've talked about a lot, and it has to do with mobile. But it has to do with mobile in a very specific context, because the real trend that we're going to see is the rebirth of brand marketing, and it's going to be driven largely by mobile. Now, if you're curious what that is and why that is, hang with me through the course of the show, because I'm going to spend most of the show kind of talking about why that is. And a big chunk of this starts with the growth of mobile, the growth of phones, the growth of smartphones in particular. The IBM social business blog over on Tumblr has a report that shows that global smartphones will triple to 5.6 billion of them in just a couple of years, which is extraordinary. I mean, what a huge, huge number. And, you know, as I say, this is an extraordinary number, a huge number, but the number matters because of what it means, what happens. Now, smartphones create a different user experience, a different context than do typical mobile phones. There's research from the Next Web has collected a bunch of research, and of course I will link to this in the show notes, but they've collected research that shows that 25% of smartphone owners aged 18 to 44 can't remember the last time their phone was next to them. And that is a very common experience with a smartphone. You know, how many times do you find yourself during the day looking down at your phone, checking to see, well, did I get an email? Did I get an update on Facebook? Did somebody contact me on LinkedIn? You know, are there new tweets that I need to respond to, or something that I saw cool that I want to snap a picture of and put on Instagram? It is this extraordinary contextual change where people start using their phone all the time. And literally, a quarter of smartphone owners can't remember the last time their phone wasn't next to them. And those numbers are only going to increase. Pew Internet already shows that 37% of teens have a smartphone, and 78%, fully three quarters of teens overall already have a cell phone. Again, with more than a third, almost 40% of those being a smartphone. That is going to change behavior. That's going to change your customers' behavior. And we're seeing signs of it all over the place. One way that we're seeing that change is that almost 190 million Facebook users are mobile only. It's the only way they access the site. That is a huge shift from what we've always expected and what we've always seen with people using desktop computers. But clearly people are saying, nah, my smartphone gives me everything I need. We're seeing that YouTube, obviously because of desktop, but also because of smartphones, actually reaches more U.S. adults aged 18 to 34 than any cable network in the country. And I mean, I can attest to this. I live in a house with two teenage kids, and I can tell you that the overall consumption of media, the overall consumption of video, comes way more from YouTube than any other media channel, without question. And then on demand, whether it's Amazon or whether it's on demand through our cable system or Netflix, takes up the next biggest chunk. The number of scripted regular shows that we watch on air is incredibly small, particularly compared to what it has traditionally been. And your customers are doing the same thing. Now, those facts, those data points are having an impact. We're seeing the impact right now. All Things D reported that for, and I apologize, I don't have the note in front of me, but for the several consecutive quarters now, in Q3 2013, pay TV subscribers are reporting that their pay TV providers, rather, are reporting that their subscribers have dropped again, as they've been doing for the last handful of quarters. That's a long-term trend that likely isn't going to reverse itself. And I'm going to come back to why that's still going to drive more brand marketing in just a moment. But clearly, there's a shift there. We're seeing the shift in terms of Acer. Their CEO just resigned because they're shipping fewer PCs. Again, because people can use their smartphones or tablets to do all the things that they've long done with a PC. But it's having a business impact for these folks. Now, I've talked about this plenty of times. Just last week, in last week's show, I talked about where social is going, and I talked about the incredible link between social activity and mobile activity, or in the context of what we're talking about here, mobile activity leading to social activity. Again, if you have your phone with you all the time, and that includes email as well as social networks, as well as texting, as well as speaking on the phone, and things like FaceTime or Skype, clearly you're going to interact with your network continually. It's this whole idea of ambient awareness, ambient presence, and ambient connectivity. I'm always engaged with what's going on with my friends and family and fans and followers because there's no reason I don't have to be. There's no reason that I need to be disconnected from them. And that's having a huge, huge impact. Huge, I'm telling you. Right? And what it is doing is it's having an effect on brands. And I'm going to kind of build on this now, but this is something that I've talked about. There was a presentation I did some time ago called The Truth, How the Social, Local, Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline. And of course, I will embed that in the show notes. But the lesson in there is that Facebook has done studies that show people who are on Facebook while they're consuming other media, and there are quite a few of them, have better brand retention, have better brand awareness, and take action at a higher rate. So the return on investment for spend improves. In some ways, social is the new TV. You know, if you think going back years ago, people used to go to the movies or to the theater to experience these events live in a community. And that's all people are doing now. They're just using their phones to create that community, as opposed to going to a theater or going into a studio, you know, a television studio or a radio studio while a broadcast was going on to have that shared experience. We've all seen that image of the family huddled around the old radio during the 30s and 40s to listen to their favorite radio programs. Today, that's what your customers are doing, but they're using their phones as the way to huddle around those events. Now, how does that lead to an increase in brand marketing? Well, here's how. Google, and yes, Apple with Siri and others, are looking to make search a default interface. It's become a default interface. They're not looking to make it the default interface. They're looking to ensure it remains the default interface for how your customers find what they need on the internet. So mobile creates internet everywhere, which by default creates search everywhere. GigaOm has a piece that talks about how in-app search, Google is putting its search capabilities inside the apps on Android. And I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere down the road, Apple does the same thing with Siri. They're making sure that search is everywhere, because if internet is everywhere because of mobile, they want to make sure search is everywhere because of mobile. And to make that work when you're on a mobile device, it's not always easy to type things, which is why if you look at Siri and you look at Google Now and you look at Google Conversational Search, which we've talked about on past shows, this is all done via voice. Get ready for that ubiquitous sound of people saying, "Okay, Google," which if you haven't heard, that's how you activate Google Search. It actually works on the iPhone app now. It works on Google Now. It will work in KitKat, which is the new version of Android that's coming out, that will get people to start asking questions. Now, here's where it starts to tie back to brand marketing. There are going to be plenty of times when people say, "Okay, Google," or "Okay, Siri," whatever it's going to be, "find me a restaurant near where I am right now." "Okay, Google," or "Okay, Siri," "find me the best hotel for tonight." "Okay, Google," or "Okay, Siri," "where can I find the new version, you know, a new television set that I want to buy, or a new monitor that I want to buy, or a new car that I want to buy?" Right? There's going to be a lot of that. But there's also going to be a tremendous opportunity for brands to reclaim that, so that the query isn't typing in something, but it's, "Okay, Google," or "Okay, Siri, call Ramada." "Okay, Google, call the Chevy dealership." "Okay, Google, call, insert your brand here." And when we think about what's happened with search, when we think about what's happened with the way your customers are looking for things and, you know, not provided, pulling keyword data out, and the consumption of media that exists, it creates a remarkable opportunity for you to insert yourself into that conversation so that it is not something where your customers say, "Okay, Google, find me a good restaurant around here." But instead it is, "Okay, Google, find me the nearest Olive Garden," or whatever restaurant you particularly like. That's where the real opportunities are going to come in the next handful of years. And I talked about this yesterday in a blog post where Google's now making it easier for guests to book hotels from Google Hotel Finder with mobile on their mobile devices using mobile payments and, of course, using search as we've just described. And Google and others, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and lots of other smaller players, are going to try to insert themselves into the conversation, right? They're going to be the intermediary. So, "Okay, Google, take me to Amazon so I can buy that thing." Or, "Okay, Google, take me to Facebook so I can, you know, so I can hear what my friends think about this," right? Or, "Okay, Google, let me just buy this through you." And you create an opportunity, you create a threat where your customers may use those intermediaries to buy the things they want to buy, right? If Expedia does a better job of building their brands for hotels, or Yelp does for restaurants, it's going to be much easier for customers to say, "Okay, Google, take me to Yelp." Or you can work to build your brand more effectively, to tell your brand story more effectively, so that instead customers say, "Okay, Google, Take me to that brand. Okay, Google, call that brand. And that's where the opportunity is going to lie. That's where you're really going to focus on building connections with your customers that tell your brand story most effectively so that they don't ask for an intermediary. They ask for you. And so we are going to see that reality where mobile is going to lead to internet everywhere. We're seeing it already. Which is leading to search everywhere. We're seeing that already. And that creates an opportunity for improved, increased, reborn brand marketing. So as you prep for 2014, and as you think about 2014, of course you need to continue to do the search marketing activities you do. Of course you need to continue to do the sorts of tactical approaches that we take in digital marketing and online marketing all the time. I would never tell you to stop doing that. But you also want to think through your content strategy in a way that says, how do I tell my brand story? How do I engage customers so that when they pick up the phone and ask, they ask for me? Okay, well, glancing at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time, so I'm going to start to wrap up for this week. Before I do, I think many of you remember this time last year, the East Coast of the United States was hit by, you know, hurricane, and obviously it had some impact to me personally, and I reached out to many of you and was so gratified to see the response of my listeners, my readers on the blog, my customers, my friends, and of course, the world, frankly, in helping the people of the Northeast after Hurricane Sandy last year. Obviously, there has been a great tragedy in the Pacific with this Typhoon Haiyan, and the damage it has done in the Philippines and in other places in Southeast Asia. And I'm going to have a link in the show notes to the Red Cross, as well as to the UN World Food Program site. And I would encourage you that if you can help, please do. I mean, these folks have just gotten hammered. And I know every little bit helps. I saw it here in my own community, and I'm sure the same is true there. So if you can, please do take a moment to click on one of those links and make any donation that you can. I'm sure they would appreciate it. I'm sure it would be great. All right. That's all for this week. As ever, I want to remind you the show notes are available at timpeter.com/podcast for this episode. You can also subscribe there to this episode, to this series, or you can subscribe via iTunes or via Stitcher or via your favorite podcatcher. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks or Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. And I want to thank you so much again for tuning in as you do each week, and hope that you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.